Mother Nature's No Lady. This is Charlie Bush, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, the music station with news and information. KSTP time, 7:10, at temperature reading 65 degrees. Towns with strange names are no stranger to even stranger laws. Falls Falls, British Columbia, has an ordinance prohibiting the flinging of hamsters at clergymen. So if you're inclined to do a little clergy flinging in Falls Fall, use gerbils. Tomboy, Pennsylvania, will fine you $50 if they catch you driving a truck while playing the saxophone. But it's okay to toot your horn. Bangler, Arizona, will slap you in the slammer for wearing a serape, especially if it's a saran wrap serape. It's what's known in Bangler as the saran wrap serape wrap. Caudle, Vermont, forbids a hen from appearing in a matinee and requires all carriage wheels to be constructed entirely of lamp wicks. Finally, there's Bitters, California, which requires that anyone found in the act of staring fixedly at a post hole between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. shall be incarcerated for not more than 4 years. Even worse is eating Post Toasties while reading a copy of Post while staring at a post hole 11 post meridian. That could get you on a poster in the post office. Word from the weather post that you poles planning picnics are getting the shaft. A cloud shroud with shower power and dunder thunder through Tuesday. 85 is the upper for today and tomorrow, the low tonight 60. Currently KSTP temperature 65 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 Celsius. Booze news, and where the suds sippers and liquor lappers are in greatest abundance. The National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism is out with a list of the so-called drunkest states in America. The 50th is first when it comes to inebriation in our nation. Alaska tops the heavy drinker list with the following states in descending order, sufficiently schnockered to sport the blotto motto. They are the District of Columbia, Hawaii, California, and Washington. I guess they use it for antifreeze in Alaska. In D.C., they lobby with liquor, while Hawaii is loaded with grass widows who have the loot to go on a toot and some to boot. In California, they drink because they're cracked along the San Andreas Fault. Washingtonians probably drink a lot because no one knows they're up there. Now to the other end, the states that are famous for their sober citizenry. Iowa tops the list, followed by our own Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota, and North Dakota. The incidence in low-level lushing in this area is probably due to environment more than moral fiber. We're too busy to drink. If we aren't fighting the cold, we're fighting forest fires, drought, mosquitoes, or Dutch elm. It's hard to enjoy bourbon and branch water when you're out on a limb. Unless you're rooting for rotten, we're up a tree in the world of weather. If you pine fur warm, things are okey-doke. 85, 58, 85 are the high-low highs for today, tonight, and tomorrow. Skies-wise, you'd best sand for eyes when you spruce up this morning. Showers and thunderstorms through Wednesday with some severe activity proclivity this afternoon and tonight. The 7 News has been brought to you by Pennzoil. As a reminder, if you drive farther between oil changes than you're sure is safe, you need Pennzoil PZL, the new extended life motor oil. Ask for it now. Currently, KSTP temperature is 64 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 Celsius. Not since the invention of the Johnny Mop has anyone cleaned up like Johnny Chop. He has won the Punch Bowl Bowl. Or, if you prefer your news the cliche way, he won the most recent U.S. Bartenders Guild Championship Cocktail Off in Beverly Hills, California. The final mixer of the competition drew about 1,000 entrants from liquor lockers around the country. Chop, a mixologist at an L.A. hotel, won $1,500 and the right to represent the U.S. at the 28-nation international mixed drink contest in Yugoslavia. Chop made it to the top with an original concoction he calls the Chop Nut, a blend of vodka, coconut, orange juice, and creme de menthe, sort of a banana split screwdriver. In second place was a little libation called the Winnie the Pooh, nothing more than a stinger with a dash of fresh bee honey. Two of them and you get a buzz on and start telling folks to buzz off. The most potent potion poured was made like a black Russian laced with absinthe. It's called Whistler's Mother. More than one and you're off your rocker. If you're planning an outdoor mixer where you're overshoes, this could be another dog day, which means you could be dancing in poodles. Clear to partly through Thursday with a chance of afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Highs of near 90 today and tomorrow, the low tonight 63. Currently, KSTP temperature is 65 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 Celsius. Singapore is known for something besides rampant social disease and being a haven for bootleggers and the human flotsam of the Orient. Believe it or not, that mysterious Sin City, Singapore, boasts a restaurant with a growing reputation for exotic cuisine. They just added sweet and sour crocodile to their menu. For a serving of S&S croc, they really put the bite on you. $10 American to lay your crunchers in a crock full of croc and crackers. If that doesn't have your salivary glands slobbering up the front of your shirt or blouse, how about some other house specialties, such as caterpillar steamed with pork, iguana, bottled mountain lizard, and newborn mice? Here's some food for thought if the thought of that food makes you toss your cookies. You probably, as a matter of course, enjoy a couple of unborn babies of the Gallus domesticus for breakfast, and then lunch on the dismembered body of the mother from a bucket. You would call those common comestibles eggs and finger-licking chicken. A bucket of slop is coming home to roost. Our Chicken Little of the Bureau says the sky is falling. Rain in our lane through Saturday with some thunderstorm activity. 85 is the topper today, a 10-degree dip to 75 for tomorrow's high, low tonight 58. Currently, KSTP temperature is 64 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 Celsius. The greatest show on earth is going to pot, and that's good. The Ringling Brothers in Barnum and Bailey Circus is in the business of parceling out pounds and pounds of ponderous pachyderm powdered poo fertilizer. You coarse folk might call it elephant dung. Either way, the circus gave away 2,000 pounds of the stuff in New York. Actually, it wasn't pure elephant icky. Some camel pies, horse manure, zebra zits, and monkey business were mixed in. According to a garden variety gardener, nothing's better for your veggies than elephant fritters, with the possible exception of bat guano. Those dropping in to get the droppings have been attributing magical powers to circus dung. Like one fellow says, zebra leavings will leave you with striped tomatoes. Another claims that your plants can go without water for days using camel poop. And Tusker Tacky will grow apples that'll make you think Farrah Fawcett and Raquel Welch are playing in your tree. The straight poop on the weather, according to that dumbo with the bureau, should have you showing your ivories. A spate of sprinkles today, but otherwise clear to partly tonight through Thursday. Highs of 73 hold sway today, and Copycat is where it's at tomorrow. Low tonight near 50. Currently, KSTP temperature is 58 degrees Fahrenheit, 14 Celsius. Tinseltown is working some eight-legged larceny on the Sick Flick Click. If you like spiders and other crawly creatures, you'll love this one. Director John Curtis has recruited 4,000, count them, 4,000 tarantulas to play key supporting roles in his upcoming film, Kingdom of the Spiders. According to co-stars William Shatner of Star Trek fame and Altavis Davis, the fuzzy crawlies can really ruin your day if they decide to take a lunch break on you instead of with you. Some of the promotional nonsense accompanying the tarantula terror tale will be free Spider-Man comics and rubber spiders to give away at the door, plus a local Miss Spiderlegs contest with four winners. Some theaters will even offer a free ticket to anyone willing to eat a fly. And I don't mean the kind with a zipper. Something to thrill father from nature's mother, a day that the girls with gangly gams will lay some thighs in our eyes. It's sort of a Daddy Long Legs forecast. Sunny, super in 75 today. We'll steer clear of cloudy tonight with a 55, but cloudy is the dowdy that goes with Friday's 83. The 7 News has been brought to you by Pennzoil, who is now introducing a remarkable new kind of motor oil designed for today's longer oil change periods. The less you change oil, the more you need new Pennzoil PZL. Currently, KSTP temperature is 54 degrees Fahrenheit, 12 Celsius. That's 54 degrees Fahrenheit, 12 Celsius. There it is. That didn't hurt, did it?
I'm running a little behind.
A good flagpole might save your sex life. According to the London Sunday Mirror, flag-waving patriotism has cured at least one case of impotence. The Mirror reflects on a story that sprouts from Brussels about a retired Nazi major who was afflicted with impotence when he left the service of Der Führer. The major solved his sex problems thusly. Whenever he planned a romantic interlude with his wife, he marched outside his house and hoisted a flag on the flagpole, marched back into the house, and pinned on his chest his 5 war medals, including the Iron Cross, the Close Combat Bar, and the Panzer Storm Medal. All of these things, these patriotic gestures, according to the Mirror, apparently did the trick. There were, however, some minor complications. The major is undergoing treatment for skin infection caused by those war medals. You see, when he pinned them onto his chest, he was naked. Those pins are tough, I tell you.
He's no such thing as a pansy panzer.
Out in the yard in the nude raising his flag, right?
Well, if you're into buff stuff, you want to pin a medal on Ma, because old lady nature has conjured a swarm of warm. Highs of 85 for today and tomorrow, the low tonight 62. Occasional showers and thunderstorms through Saturday.
Your medals are so cold.
Some of them severe in nature this afternoon and evening. I just can't imagine that. Gritting your teeth through the whole thing.
I can imagine it.
Currently, KSTP temperature is 59 Fahrenheit, 15 Celsius. I don't even care to wear a ring. A pin a medal on
it. Oh, ouch!